Port security is another area we've been working very hard to try to harden the targets that might be subjected to terrorist attacks. We know that the Port of Houston, the Port of Beaumont, and the Port of Corpus Christi, just to mention a few, are very important for our commerce, and at least a couple of those are very important for our troop movements and deployment overseas. If, in fact, the Port of Houston was shut down, all the refinery capacity there and the ability to move gasoline and other refined products through, it could literally deliver a body blow to the United States economy. But what we've done now is done a better job of providing the tools necessary to secure and harden those potential targets based on risk. One of the things I've been working hard on is to make sure that we consider risk, consequence, and the threat, and figure out how do we prioritize how we spend money in terms of port security. And this bill goes a long way to deal with this on a risk basis, not on the basis of cutting up the pie in equal pieces, regardless of risk. And so I think our ports will be more secure as a result of the passage of this legislation.
Another part of the bill is expanding cargo screening.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, cargo screening, like truck screening across the Mexican border, is done on a very small number of containers. What we've tried to do is to create a better intelligence gathering capability so we can screen the high-risk cargo, because we know that if a nuclear weapon were, for example, smuggled into the United States or the Port of Los Angeles or Port of Houston and went off, it could create not only death and injury to people in the vicinity, but it would deliver a terrible blow to the American economy. And so we've done a better job, I believe, in this bill in defining what the screening requirements are, focusing primarily on high-risk cargo so that we can protect America and our ports from terrorist attack.
So overall, the bill's another key step in making America safer.
I think that one of the things that we need to recognize is that we are not yet safe, but we are safer than we were at 9/11. Some people will argue that matter, but I think the best example of that is the fact that America has not been hit in the last 5 years. We've done a better job learning from the mistakes in the past of sharing intelligence, prioritizing our responsibilities, and protecting the homeland. And I think we are much better off today, especially after passing that bill, than we were before.